Forced off their homeland to live on a reservation in Omaha, Standing Bear and some Ponkas walked for 4 months to Nebraska so they could fulfill the chief's eldest son's dying wish, to be buried in his homeland. Before they could reach Omaha, Standing Bear was arrested. Chairman of the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska, Larry Wright Jr., says the chief gave attorney John Lee Webster his tomahawk after winning the 1879 Nebraska federal court case to thank him. But it was symbolic, too.
Tomahawks were a weapon for fighting and that lifestyle. Obviously, the trial took place in a very different environment, essentially still defending himself, then defending his right to go home and live in peace.
A descendant of Standing Bear says the tomahawk belongs in a museum run by the Ponca tribe in Nebraska. So far, 20 Nebraska lawmakers have signed a resolution in support of the effort. Wright says the tomahawk's rightful place is with them. Many of the chief's possessions, like his ceremonial headdress and necklaces, are in the Ponca Tribe Museum in Nebraska.
The fact that that item was at the trial itself with him, and the reason that the Ponca Tribe is back in Nebraska is because of the efforts that he and those followers that came back with him, you know, they were willing to come back to Nebraska to be in their homeland or die trying.
The Nebraska legislature will likely discuss the resolution next month. There will be a public hearing about it beforehand. For NET News, I'm Melissa Rosales.